Nolte, Black Oscar winner Viola Davis attacks Oscars as racist. By John Nolte on February 9, 2023. Viola Davis is not only an Oscar winner, is not only Hollywood royalty, but she is also one of the most awarded performers in the history of awarded performers. After winning a Grammy Sunday night, Davis joined the very short list of elite EGOT winners, which means she has won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And she's still attacking the Oscars as racist. Allyship equals active support for the rights of a marginalized group without being a member of it. This is what's missing. Whether it be a grassroots campaign spearheaded by peers or multi-million industry dollars backing one, we rarely are the benefactors. If you see my work, you also have to see our plight and either contribute to it or hinder it. I stand in solidarity with Gina Prince Bythewood and all artists of color who continue to work, create, thrive despite our environment. What? To anyone paying attention, these racism complaints are all rather anti-science. An Asian woman, Michelle Yeoh, is the frontrunner to win Best Actress this year. Also nominated for Best Actress is the Cuban Ana de Armas. A black woman, Angela Bassett, is the frontrunner to win Best Supporting Actress this year. Also nominated for Best Supporting Actress is the Asian Stephanie Hsu. An Asian man, Ke Huy Quan, is the frontrunner to win Best Supporting Actor. Finally, an Asian man, Daniel Kwan, is considered a frontrunner for Best Director. That seems pretty not racist to me. So what's all this crybabying about, especially from an EGOT winner? Well, it appears we have a new standard when it comes to what is and is not racist. And that standard is this: if I'm not nominated, the Oscars are racist. Nominate me, or you're a racist. It doesn't matter how many racial minorities you nominate or how many awards I win. If I don't get another one, you are racist. What a terrible look for Viola Davis. What an ungrateful, ungracious jerk. Pathetic. This Gina Prince Bythewood Davis refers to as the director of The Woman King. Davis starred in The Woman King and there was talk of her winning a Best Actress nomination. She didn't, and now the Oscars, who have already given her an Oscar, are racist. Prince Bythewood was not nominated and she's also so bitter. So bitter she took to the pages of The Hollywood Reporter to attack the Oscars as racist, which Davis, who referenced this piece, obviously agrees with. The Woman King wasn't snubbed. A snub is if it missed out on a category or two. The film was not nominated for one single craft. Not one single extraordinary performance was recognized. And when has that happened for a successful film that hit all the so-called markers? It's not a snub. It's a reflection of where the Academy stands and the consistent chasm between black excellence and recognition. And, sadly, this is not just an issue in Hollywood but in every industry. If you're wondering why movies are so lacking in class and beauty and truth, look at the people making them. No class, beauty, or truth. Just bitterness, anger, greed, and entitlement. Read the whole piece. It is a tantrum, emotional blackmail. Gimme an Oscar else. Sour grapes disguised as a social justice deep think. This from that Prince Bythewood piece is especially grotesque. Of course, everyone is talking about what happened with Best Actress. Two women were considered as probable nominees. The Woman King's Viola Davis was nominated for a Critics' Choice Award, BAFTA and SAG Award, and Till's Danielle Detweiler won the Gotham Award and was also nominated for BAFTA, SAG and Critics' Choice, but both failed to earn notice from the Academy. My issue with what happened is how people in the industry use their social capital, screenings in their homes, personal calls, personal emails, personal connections, elevated status. People like to say, well, Viola and Danielle had studios behind them. But we just very clearly saw that social capital is more valuable than that. What she's referring to is the social media campaign, led by prominent actresses like Kate Winslet, that appeared to win Andrea Riseborough a Best Actress nomination. The same nomination Viola Davis and Till star Danielle Detweiler were both entitled to. That's what Viola Davis was referring to in her Instagram post when she wrote, "Whether it be a grassroots campaign spearheaded by peers or multi-million industry dollars backing one, we rarely are the benefactors." Note the scare quotes around grassroots. Note an EGOT winner whining about lacking benefactors. This is nothing more than leftist activism. Viola Davis is handed the title of EGOT winner and she's still not happy because this racialist nonsense is not about being happy or fairness or even racism. It is only about one thing, making sure this country never heals, picking the scab, and keeping us divided and at each other's throats. When a woman is standing on an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony and still playing the victim, you are being conned, bamboozled, and hoodwinked. Shame on her forever. I didn't win an Oscar nomination, which can only mean Kate Winslet is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. If there was an Oscar for making a jackass out of yourself,